The Youth's Instructor by Ellen G. White. Foreword. The publishing work of Seventh-day Adventists was closely connected with the leadership of James and Ellen White from its beginning. In November 1848, Ellen White was given a surprising vision in which she was shown that the church should begin the publication of a small paper. She was instructed that it would be small at first, but that it would eventually become as streams of light around the world. Less than a year later, July 1849, James White issued the first paper titled The Present Truth. The next year, 1850, Present Truth and what was then called the Advent Review merged. This paper has continued to be the official journal of the Seventh-day Adventist Church and is now known as the Adventist Review. When the Pacific Press Publishing Association was established in 1874 in Oakland, California, James White launched another missionary paper entitled The Signs of the Times. This journal continues today. In 1852, James White sensed a need for a paper for the youth in the church. In August of that year, he launched an 8-page monthly titled The Youth's Instructor. The subscription price for 12 issues was 25 cents. The editor wrote on page 2 of that first issue, "We design that the instructor shall be filled with sensible matter, not only for the benefit of small children, but for the instruction of the youth from 16 to 20 years of age." This paper then served a wide range of youth for several years. A 4-page weekly issue began January 1, 1879. The weekly was published continuously until April 1970, varying in size from 8 to 32 pages. In her lifetime, Ellen White appeared as a youth's instructor author more than 400 times. That first August 1852 issue presented her first article, Communications. Her last article, written especially for publication in The Instructor, was Following On to Know the Lord, appearing on June 9, 1914. For many years, it has been the hope of the White Estate to cooperate with the Review and Herald Publishing Association to reproduce Ellen White's articles that appeared through the years in The Youth's Instructor. This volume is the culmination of these plans. Several shorter items from the pen of Ellen White that were published in The Instructor have not been reproduced in this facsimile collection because they were taken from existing books that are available today. Many of these represented only a paragraph or two of material and are not indexed because of their easy accessibility through the standard books written by Ellen White. Consequently, this facsimile reproduction includes about 470 articles. Because most of the copies used for reproduction have come from the White Estate vaults, there are markings on some articles indicating portions that have been included in current books. This will prove interesting and helpful to those readers who want to see how Ellen White's material has been used in later years. It is with a great deal of pleasure that the publishers and the trustees of the Ellen G. White Publications make this collection of Youth's Instructor articles available to the church in general. May the material contained in them continue to be a blessing to every reader. The trustees of the Ellen G. White Publications, Washington, D.C., January 23, 1986.